him because he's the pastor in Chickasaw, seeing the wars going on, and he brought his family here, and they're a very precious family. Look at them. They came, like, just, wow, it's amazing what they're going through and how much we identify and think about their situation. So, Pastor Chris, go ahead.
Okay, so this is Pastor Max, and he's the pastor, our Greater Grace pastor in Cherkasy, which is a few hundred kilometers south of Kiev. This is his wife, Natalia, and so they just drove 22 hours. They just arrived, and they are they're heading to Portugal, and then Pastor Max goes back to Cherkasy, and he's going to be there with his church. And what they do is they have a youth hostel there, or like a hostel, and which is a very simple hotel, and they just it's been opened up to have refugees coming from some very, very hot places that are just being bombed 24/7. And so people are just escaping with their lives, just showing up with a bag or something, and then they go to his youth, they go to his hostel, they stay a couple nights, and they go on, and some families are staying there. So, just talking with him the last couple minutes, and then his wife is going to go back to Cherkasy in a couple weeks, just to be with her husband. So I guess the prayer that we can pray for them is, and they have their dog too. So I guess we can just pray right now for them and just remember their faces. It's a miracle he was able to get out of Ukraine because he has more than three kids that are under the age of 18. And so he was able to leave, but he's going to go back. So let's just pray for them right now. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this family, for their commitment to the ministry of the word, to the gospel, Lord, to the body of Christ in Ukraine for many years. God, we thank you, Lord, that we know people like this that are just our examples to us, and that we get to see the testimony of their lives. We thank you, God, for Pastor Max and Natalia, their kids. I thank you for getting them here safely. And Lord, first of all, we just want to pray, God, for just peace in their hearts, just soundness and comfort in their soul as they come here and move forward to Portugal to meet family and stay with family for a time. I pray, God, for Pastor Max as he goes back to Krakow tomorrow and then back to Ukraine, and just for their vehicle, Lord, that has... it's actually a rescue vehicle that's made multiple trips in and out of Kharkiv, rescuing people. And so we just pray, God, for just traveling mercies, that van would make it, Lord. And we pray, God, that you would encourage Pastor Mikhailo, Pastor Vladek. I spoke with him on the phone today. Pray for the city of Lviv and just for your protection on that city, as there are rumors that it's going to be bombed tonight. And Lord, we just pray, God, for safety. And God, we just pray, Lord, that you would just continue to give these people just courage in their hearts and peace in their hearts. And we just pray you would strengthen our pastors, their wives, their kids that are there today. For Pastor Andre in Kiev, Lord, he's there by himself with another Andre. And God, we pray for our people in Odessa today. And Lord, you know, God, and these are very, very difficult days, but we just thank you for the hope that we have shepherds that are in Ukraine that are there with the sheep, and encourage them, we pray today, Lord, and we thank you, God, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Okay, we could... do a short review of the message tonight, the values of Egypt, the treasures of Egypt, and the value that people put on Egypt or the world, the values of the world. And they are real values, real gold, real opportunities, real privilege, real reputation, real honor that comes from the world. But then there's another option. There's a choice. Remember in the text there we had the verbs, refuse. We had refuse, and what was the next verb? Choose. I refuse, I choose, I esteem, I forsake, was it? And then I keep the Passover. So how many verbs is that? Five verbs. And so maybe those we should like have in our memory and just think about it, that I need to be able to refuse. At the heart of refusing is my faith. My faith in God. I believe God is, very simply, I believe God is and a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. So that's all. It's just faith in God. I just believe it. How many of you have made decisions because of faith in God? What do you think? Can you give a testimony? Maybe don't do it. I'll do it. Hey, don't even. Hey, I got the microphone. Okay. But I remember I had a habit, this is before I was saved, of smoking marijuana. I would smoke marijuana, and I was addicted to it, like psychologically. It was a way I lived, you know. And it was wrong, but that was how, you know, that was a, I did that maybe 3 years. I don't know. It was a long time. But when I got saved, I made a decision. I can't even believe I did it, but I did it. I just decided. I refused and I chose. And never again. I mean, it was over. It was done. And that was by faith. Because you don't do that unless you believe that God is a rewarder, that God will give you something, that God will do it. I believe God, and He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And so years later, what have I gained? What have I gained? I've gotten something better than Egypt. I got something better. And isn't it interesting? If Moses had been the son of Pharaoh's daughter, he might have been Pharaoh, and he also might have been buried in a pyramid. But where was he buried? Like, nobody knows where he was buried. And but where's the gold? I don't know. It doesn't, who cares? He has his name in the Bible. He led the Jews out of Egypt. They went to look into the promise, you know, the whole. So there is the value of Egypt versus the esteeming the treasures of Christ. So that's it. That was the message. Say the verbs to your neighbor. Refuse. Choose, what was the third one? Esteem, forsake, and keep the Passover. Did he keep the Passover by faith? Why would you put blood on the doorposts? You've never seen that before. You've never done that before. Why would you put blood on the doorposts? By faith, what Jesus said. That's all, just by faith. He did all those things by faith, and so do you. Like, so do you, right? You leave, you refuse, you choose, you esteem, you forsake, and you keep. And you do it all by faith. Now, we came to Poland by faith, I think 1986 when the team came. I came in 1979, 1980. I came in, we preached in Lublin. We preached in Krakow in the summer of 1979, I believe. And we had 4,000 people listening. We had 2,000 people in the church and 2,000 outside listening by the loudspeaker, because Pope John Paul, he is a Polish pope, first one. He became pope, and he used to be the archbishop in Krakow, and everybody was coming out. They met him at the airport. And we, at the same time he was at the airport, we were preaching in the cathedral that he had been the bishop or the archbishop or whatever the title was. And 4,000 people listened to us preach the gospel. It was a great experience. And we drove home to Finland afterwards. Many stories like that. So how do you live by faith? So any question or comment before we finish our wrap here? Let's go to that proverb for a moment, and because I'm not sure if you got it. Proverbs 20, verse 6. And how could we explain it? Maybe somebody can help me. Proverbs 20, verse 6. Maybe if I had a whiteboard or something, I might be able to make a picture. Is there one there? I don't know. Let's look at it. 20, verse 6. There's one over there. Okay, look at it. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? Great. How many of you understand that proverb, and what do you know about it? But most men proclaim everyone their own goodness. Okay. Yeah, their own value, their own life. Okay. They compare themselves with others. Okay. I don't know what to do about it, how to explain it. What you guys know better than I, but keep talking. Every man, he proclaims his own goodness. What's his life? What's his life wrapped up with? What's his purpose? Maybe it's about purpose. I proclaim my own goodness. Like, what's your mission statement in your life? I proclaim my own goodness. What happens when you proclaim your own goodness? What? Pride? Okay. Pride. How about my scope? My scope is narrow. I proclaim my own goodness, right? My view, my purpose and my view is to proclaim my own goodness. So as I have that as my mission statement in life, is to proclaim my own goodness, then what am I losing? You know, what am I losing? The joy of what? Being a servant, yeah. I'm losing that which is bigger than proclaiming my own goodness. If I proclaim my own goodness, I'm losing my focus is on proclaiming my own goodness, but I'm losing something more, and that is to be a servant of a purpose of God, or a servant, but a faithful man who will find. Faithful to what? Faithful to what? A faithful man. So let's say I work, my job is to work on cars. Okay, I fix cars. Just to pick an example, I fix cars, that's what I do. So I am proclaiming my goodness. I'm proclaiming my goodness, but actually that's not a high enough purpose. The higher purpose is to fix cars and be faithful as a servant in getting cars fixed. So cars are getting fixed by me because I'm a faithful servant. So as cars are getting fixed, I'm like occupied with a purpose more than my ego, which is I am proclaiming my own goodness. But what's your own goodness have to do with, you know, that's not big enough. To be a servant is bigger. So this is important. Maybe we could say, you know how we draw that picture with the house with two levels? You know, here's a house, and there's the two levels, and you have the natural life. You have different ways we could say it, but here I am proclaiming my own goodness. This is what I do. My own goodness, my own life, my ego. But a faithful man is faithful because he has something higher than himself. To be faithful man means that I must be related to something higher than me. It's higher than me. And really, this is what happened to Moses. Moses could say, you know, I'm satisfied with my own goodness, also you could say my situation. I'm proclaiming my goodness. I am rich, I have power, I have privilege, I got it all. Moses could say I got it all, but a faithful man is somebody who is looking at a higher authority and he's saying, I want God. I want to be submitted to God. I want to be a faithful, I want to relate to God in my heart. A faithful man who can find, because most people are occupied with themselves. So when you learn to walk with Christ, in another way you could say is that I would rather be having the Bible over me and be faithful to God and His Word than to be living without it and just be talking about my own goodness. I'm just talking about my own good. I want you to think I'm good. I want my reputation. I want my comfort. I want my life. I'm proclaiming or thinking in terms of me. But we're talking tonight about Moses saying, no, I refuse, I choose, evaluate, or what was the word? Esteem. I esteem. I'm saying, I would rather be a faithful doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to live in the tents of the wicked. One day in the house of the Lord is better than 1,000 in the tents of the wicked. Psalm 84. I rather suffer and have God and relate to God and be faithful to God than to proclaim my own goodness. Because my life is a deceitful thing. I can be misled by it. But I have chosen, I have esteemed the treasures, the riches of Christ better than the treasures of Egypt. So that's the proverb. So that was a good lesson. We enjoyed the week so much here. The Polish church is such a treasure. Pastor Majak preached a great message tonight about the three Hebrew boys. We enjoyed seeing so many people. We want to come back. We don't know what the future holds. Was this our last Eurocon? No. No. We're gonna have more of them, Lord willing. But isn't it interesting that the Lord like showed us something by the pestilence of COVID-19 and then this war that has started, unfortunately, in the Ukraine? What has he taught us? That keep your eyes on me and follow me. Don't fear the wrath of the king. Live this way. Be faithful. Be faithful in little things. Be faithful to God and walk with him. He's going to take care of us. Amen. So tomorrow morning, the service is at what time, Pastor Majak? 11, okay. So we'll see you tomorrow.